Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Brad Huskin, 18-year member of our Brain Trust, original founding member of our Brain Trust. Brad is the president of IAS Training, one of the great training sales training organizations on the planet. He's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, also Munchies for Salespeople. I encourage you to check both of those out, IASTraining.com. You still got that weekly tip going out?
Yep, we have our weekly newsletter called Sales Insight. I'd say it's a weekly newsletter. We send out about 3 times a month, depending on my travel schedule.
Yeah, so
it's close anyway.
Get you subscribed. He'll send it to you by email every month, 2 or 3 times. So I promise you, you'll be glad you did. Okay,
and don't forget that Small Business Advocate discount they get too.
That, exactly. Yeah, I worked hard for that discount, folks.
Yes, you did, buddy.
So we're talking about business goals for our people and for ourselves. What are some of the other things we need to know about that?
Well, I think that they need to be set up in 3 different categories, so to speak. And I think there's sales non-negotiable standards, which are things that will have a direct effect on sales and profits. Then there are customer service standards, which are those things that will have a direct effect on first and last impressions. And then we set up non-negotiable standards where it comes to the operations of the business itself. So those things will have a direct effect on how the business is run. And, you know, one of the non-negotiable sales standards is you must attempt a close once merchandise is shown or once a presentation is made. And it's just baffling to me out in the world out there that I'm actually having trouble getting people to take my money, for crying out loud.
Huh.
They just aren't asking, saying, what do you think? Let me write that up.
Wow.
You know, what?
Are they? See, this is another example of where people are not motivated to do business.
Exactly.
I don't understand that.
You know, I don't want to be pushy, I don't want to be too aggressive, or, you know, well, I came in to buy something, for God's sake.
Right.
Write it up for me. And, you know, even something as simple as, I was at a convenience store, and I said to the young lady, I need some AAA batteries. And she just looks at me, she says, we don't have any. I said, well, yes, you do. She said, no, we don't. I said, yes, you do. She said, how do you know we have AAA batteries? I said, they're right behind you. Just turn around and give me a package. I mean, it is such a sad state of affairs out there, isn't it?
Mm.
So, yes, and I don't think she was motivated to do her best work as well. And,
well, one thing about it is, if you've got salespeople, and this is one of your sales goals, you need to one of your goals need to be, you need to hire people who understand that making a sale is directly connected to their paycheck.
Well, hiring the right people is probably the most important thing a business owner can do today.
Yeah.
Because you hire a wrong one, man, it will come back and bite you in the tail forever.
What about service?
Well, what do you mean service?
The service goal.
Service industry as well.
The service goal.
Oh, customer service goals. Well, things like saying sincerely thanking a customer and inviting them back.
And not saying no problem.
Not saying no problem, exactly. Things like the way the telephone is answered, things like greeting a customer with a nice warm friendly greeting and a smile. You know, all those common
sense. How about eye contact? Can I have some eye contact?
Geez, if you really want to.
Will you throw some of that in there, please?
I'll throw a little eye contact in there, yes. And that's where you must greet them with eye contact and a smile and a warm friendly greeting. And so we lay all these things out so people know exactly what's expected. That way there's no wiggle room.
Are you having a harder time? And I'm asking this sincerely, and I want your, I'm not trying to set this thing up for anything, but is it harder to teach those things today than it was 20 years ago?
I don't know if it's harder to teach or if people just don't recognize how important it is. I think what's it brought to
Is it harder to get people to do that?
Yes, it's harder to get them to do that, absolutely. And that's where the hiring process is so important that, you know, because, you know, people think, well, if I don't make it at this job, I'll just go get a job somewhere else because they need me over there just as bad as they need me over here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's not necessarily the case either.
And there are younger members of the younger generations who think like you need them to think for sales. I've met them. They are out there. You just got to find them. All right. Yep. What about ops? What about the ops goals?
Quick, 30 seconds. Operational things are, you know, turn off the lights when you leave, lock the door, you know, all those things that are sometimes common sense, but they're not so common sense anymore. So, yeah, the death of common sense. So
got to have those non-negotiable goals. Hey, Brad, thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks again for 18 great years.
Yeah, my pleasure, Jim. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, IAS Training, IASTraining.com, and we'll get Brad back another day. In the meantime, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.